This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from the beautiful confines of Austin, Texas, is the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com, that being young Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I have long made the case, and I've never quite understood it, but, I mean, NRA has become a term like Xerox, where everybody thinks every copier is a Xerox machine. It's actually that was a name brand. They were copy machines, right? And for that reason, everybody thought that everybody that was in the pro-gun space was a member of the NRA. And they're finding out that's not the case.
Yeah, it became a catch-all boogeyman for the gun control industry to attack.
They're not liking that too much, are they?
No, they're not. And one of the things that we've said for a long time to those folks is they should be careful what they wish for, because if and when they ever succeeded in getting rid of the NRA, and they haven't, the NRA has done an excellent job of weakening and possibly even, you know, destroying, at least in its current form itself. Nobody could do that better than they could. But now that the NRA is a far weaker entity than it used to be, the gun control industry is finding that the people who have stepped into to fill the void are much less to their liking than the NRA ever was.
Right.
They're more strident. They're more effective. They're more legally sophisticated. And, it's causing little heads to pop in back rooms of billionaire financed gun control operations all around the country.
Right.
And that's a darn shame.
That is a darn shame. Now, the problem is that, especially with Gun Owners of America has evolved. They used to be, you know, when Larry was in charge of it, they were just out there just constantly. They did a lot of stuff with email. They did some really good stuff with email blast. But now they've gotten into the whole, let's go litigate this, let's lobby this. They've got lawyers, they've got lobbyists. They have expanded their game.
They have, yeah. They're probably a little more strident than the NRA is, they've gotten more sophisticated, as you said, legally. There's now, you know, there's a trio, pretty much, of very effective gun rights organizations.
Yes.
That have taken to the courts to attack gun laws all across the country. GOA, Second Amendment Foundation, and Firearms Policy Coalition. And now, smaller, but coming up on the outside, to a certain extent, is National Association of Gun Rights.
Right.
They stepped up their legal game, too. So as the NRA has been bled dry of cash, going to defend itself in court, along with other boondoggles they've gotten themselves into, and has receded to a certain extent, although they're still active in the background more than people know. Those other three in particular have been incredibly active and incredibly effective courts in knocking down gun control laws and moving the ball forward, especially post-Bruin, in getting endangering gun control laws that the civilian disarmament industrial complex has taken for granted for a very long time.
Right. They're actually, I'm almost certain that this, a lot of this stuff that they're seeing coming out of Second Amendment Foundation and, well, I mean, Second Amendment Foundation and Gun Owners of America, they both, between the two of them, and to a small, lesser degree, maybe FPC as well, the whole pistol brace thing, they messed them up on the pistol brace thing.
Yeah.
They're messing them up on the gun frame thing.
Right, exactly. They've been filing lawsuits in various courts around the country on all those issues. Magazine capacity limits, assault weapons bans, sensitive places laws, you know, all these Bruin response laws have been enacted. There are multiple fronts that the gun control operations are having to defend themselves on. The DOJ is having to fight. And the tide is definitely with the side of gun rights, because the law is on the side of gun rights, and these things, especially after Bruin again, are much more difficult to defend. It's interesting that The Guardian has now chosen to make the GOA its designated boogeyman to go after. I mean, for a while there with the NSSF, when they started to step up and advocate more for Second Amendment rights and file some lawsuits as well, they were getting attacked. But now the gun control industry has swung its sights over toward GOA, so they seem to be the designated target.
Right, yeah, but the whole thing about that, I mean, that's turning on gun owners of America is a little bit like the lamb saying, "Look, there's a lion. I think we can take it." Because these guys, I mean, Pratt and Company, they're not exactly wallflowers when it comes to something. When Larry, you know, in the early days when I got involved with them, Larry would be the first guy on TV. As soon as there was a rampage killing, they'd be wanting to know, why shouldn't we ban guns? Larry would hold up his hand and say, I'll come on your doggone show and tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would go do it. And they still do that to this day, but now they got Stephen Stambolia working for them. They got William Olson working for them. They got, they've started a digital outreach. They've started other things where they sponsor things, and they've stimulated their membership. And this right here, this Guardian and everybody else turning on them, that will do nothing but stimulate their membership.
Yeah, exactly. It's sort of analogous to Trump. The more you attack him, the more his supporters get behind it.
Yeah.
This is the same thing here. The more you go after GOA or any of these other operations, the more it solidifies the people who are behind them and convince them to stand up and open their wallets and keep them doing what they're doing.
Yeah. They didn't used to get a lot. It wasn't about contributions. Well, they got some, but nowadays I'm sure that every time this is just a gift to them. They don't get that, do they?
No, they don't. Exactly. This kind of thing just draws more people, gets them more members, more contributors, and makes them ultimately more effective down the road. So I'm sure they're probably sending flowers to the Guardian's office in
Thanks,
London
buddy.
And Manchester were there. Exactly.
This article is at, or excuse me, thetruthaboutguns.com. Truthaboutguns.com is the most prolific of any of the gun blogs I see out there. Their news changes from day to day. And this is the beauty of what it is that they do. And, of course, Dan is moving all of this around on a constant basis. He's doing it today. He's doing it while we're talking. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. I'm At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I am speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com, and right now the Biden DOJ is taking a lot of interest in a case where they're asserting that the Bruin analog of prohibiting people that use marijuana as prohibiting them from owning guns, which I guess this would be a confiscation and a taking of rights in their case if they proved they were doing this. That had an analog in the early days because they used not to let insane people carry guns.
That's what they're claiming. As the DOJ goes to court and has to defend more and more of these laws, they're having to get back into our history and try to find historical analogs for justifying all this kind of thing. And they've made themselves look pretty dumb and ridiculous in doing that frequently. In fact, earlier this year, they used an old racist gun law to justify a current gun law, saying, you know, it's okay when, you know, we disarmed blacks and freed slaves in the antebellum South. So that's the justification for writing gun laws today. Hanging your hat, your legal hat, on blatantly racist laws that were meant to disarm people based on the color of their skin isn't really the way you want to go, but that's the way they did it because that's apparently all they could come up with. So the latest one that they're trying to justify is the federal prohibition on gun possession by marijuana users. And again, this is something that a lot of people don't realize because marijuana is legal in their state, and it may be legal in their state, and your local cop may not do anything about it, but the feds still consider marijuana a Schedule I controlled substance. And as it says right there on the form 4473, it asks you if you are a user of marijuana or any other controlled substance. And if you answer yes on that, you will not pass your background check.
That's right.
You will not be able to buy a firearm. So there's a case of U.S. versus Harris, where a gentleman had smoked some marijuana and gotten drunk and had lost his gun. He is trying to, he's challenging the removal of gun rights, and the DOJ has said, justifies this by saying users are unlikely to put their guns away before using drugs and retrieve them only after regaining lucidity. And it is unclear how the government could reasonably administer a regime that permitted confiscation only during the several-hour period a person is intoxicated. So they seem to think that it's a problem that they should be able to forever ban someone from having firearms if they use marijuana because they can't possibly just enforce it while they're high. That will come as news to just about every state in the union that bans gun possession while under the influence of alcohol. There are lots of states, including Missouri, you could carry a gun in a bar as long as you aren't over .08. So you could drink, but you couldn't drink if you couldn't have a gun if you were intoxicated. There are a lot of states with similar laws, whether you're in a bar or not, you know, if you have a they outlaw gun possession while intoxicated. They seem to think that it's possible to enforce those laws, but the federal government doesn't. This is just another example of the government twisting itself into pretzel knots, trying to come up with halfway reasonable justifications for maintaining gun control laws and prohibitions on gun ownership that no longer make any sense. They never did, and they especially don't now under Bruin.
Well, they always seem to want to resort to lists, don't they? If you fall in this category, well, it's just like the ID politics thing, though. But I mean, remember when they wanted to do it with veterans? If a veteran got out there and he spent his VA benefit on stuff that they thought was nonsensical, they would appoint a fiduciary for him, and then once they appointed the fiduciary for him, he would no longer have guns.
Right. If he even asked for financial help, you know, with managing his affairs.
Right.
They assumed that he was then incompetent and could not be trusted with a firearm and would haven't declared such. So yeah, they seem to go out of their way to look for reasons to disarm people. Strangely enough, under the Biden administration.
Such a strange thing. Well, I mean, the thing about that was, and this is a thing that I don't think anybody takes into effect. While we were all sitting there being outraged over the fact that they wanted to take guns from veterans, the veterans that they were describing actually would not have wanted to buy a gun. Because if you get to the point now to where every time you get your money, you're spending every dime of it on Slim Jims and lotto tickets, you're probably under the everyday care of the VA. Would you agree with that? You're probably in some sort of a home or something like that.
I'm sure in a lot of cases, but I think there are also cases where people are still, you know, living on their own and they're just fine. But if somebody is, you know, getting a little older and needs some help managing their financial affairs, and they ask, I'm not sure what the program was, but there's some program where you could get that kind of help,
yeah,
I think, from the VA. And they consider that a trigger for disarming these people. Not only, you know, putting that on their record so that they couldn't buy any new firearms, but I think they actually actively disarmed a few people and made sure that they got rid of their guns. So, yeah, it's another case of we're from the government, we're here to help.
Yeah, but they always try to create these lists. You can't be, if you fall in this category, you can't own a gun. If you fall in this category, you can't own a gun. It's we're never going to be out of work, are we, me and you? We're never going to be out of work.
No, we're not. No. And these lists are usually, many times don't work either. We had a SWAT officer shot and killed here in Austin this week by someone who was on a list. He was on the FBI terrorist watch list, and the guy shot one cop, killed another, and murdered two family members before he was taken out. And he had bomb-making equipment, too, on the terrorist watch list. But what good did that list do? What good did that government list? Then we had a parade and officer funeral here, thanks to that. So,
well, I mean,
everybody,
there is no stopping that. There is no stopping that. You might be able to stop them before they do it, but if they have the intent, that's very hard to monitor that.
Exactly.
Very hard to monitor that and stay on top of it. It happens all the time. This article also is at thetruthaboutguns.com. This is where Mr. Zimmerman plies his trade on a regular basis. I check this site every day just to see what's going on, because it is the breaking news. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA News Update. Reports indicate intense fighting in the vicinity of another hospital in northern Gaza on the 45th day of the Israel-Hamas conflict. UN officials disclosed that 31 premature babies were evacuated from the hospital on Sunday, but a number of staff and patients remain inside. In the latest poll, former President Trump holds a narrow lead over President Biden in the White House race. According to the Harvard Caps Harris poll, Trump has 48%, while Biden has 41%. President Biden extends his Thanksgiving wishes to Americans in anticipation of the holiday. The president presided over the White House's traditional turkey pardoning ceremony this morning.
I hereby pardon Liberty Ann Bell.
Congratulations, birds.
The part ensures the birds won't be eaten. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. It seems now that because people aren't believing the gun grabbers anymore, are they? They're not believing their fantastic claims and all the other nonsense they throw out there, are they?
No. It goes in one ear and comes out the other. And as polls show, yeah, there's a poll run earlier this week that showed, I think it was 67% of Americans opposed stricter gun control laws in this country now, or in favor of the right to. It was actually regarding the Bruin decision and approval of ruling that Americans have the right to carry guns outside the home. So yeah, the gun control industry in this country is losing the argument they have for years. And as public opinion shows, the public is on the side of gun rights. So that's getting that's resulting in the gun control operations, both the organizations and their media stenographers, getting more and more desperate. And a good example of that was what the Washington Post resorted to this week.
Right. So what they decided to do was to resort to shock.
Yeah, I think they thought that if they somehow got grisly, bloody images of the aftermath of shootings, that that would persuade people that that gun control is really what's needed here. And, of course, they selectively chose the real target was the AR-15 rifles. What they want to see is another assault weapons ban.
Sure.
So they selectively chose images, excuse me, from the aftermath of shootings that were committed with ARs. They said because journalists generally don't have access to crime scenes, and news organizations rarely, if ever, show graphic content, most Americans have no way to understand the full scope of an AR-15 destructive power or the extent of the trauma inflicted on victims, survivors, and first responders when a shooter uses his weapon on people. What they didn't show, what they didn't go back and pull were images from, say, Virginia Tech, where 32 people, I think, were killed with handguns, or Fort Hood, where 16 or 17 people were killed with handguns, including 22. One was a 22, I believe. There was the Washington Navy Yard. People were killed with a shotgun. If you're looking for destructive power and trauma, there's nothing much more capable of that than a shotgun. But that wasn't what the Washington Post was interested in here. They had a clearly politicized agenda in pulling only images that were the result of shootings with AR-15s. With obviously the goal to shock people and nauseate them and make them clamor for more gun control and limits on ownership of AR-15 rifles. Of course, it won't work. It never does. We certainly didn't link to it. And what was interesting is when people, news of this leaked out in advance, when the Post contacted parents of some of the children and other victims in some of these shootings and said they were going to do this, and some of them took to social media and said, look, I've gone through enough pain, and all that. I don't need to see this. Please don't share images from this. Don't link to the story. This is disgusting. One parent from, I think, Parkland did that. Another one from Sandy Hook. So, no, this is hardly a unanimously popular move on the part of survivors and victims of this. But it made the political point that the Washington Post editors were really trying to make.
Well, I mean, what they're trying to do, rifle rounds are fast, right? Rifle rounds are fast. And the AR-15 is shooting a 223, 556, whatever you want to call it. It's basically an elongated 22 round. And when it hits flesh, there's a lot of fluid in the human body, and it causes something called hydrostatic extension. And the wound, the rounds are created, are designed to create wound channels and to cause damage. Now, the AR-15 or the M16, the M4, do you know one of the reasons we carry the M4 versus anything bigger than that?
I believe it's so they carry more ammunition and.
That's one.
Was it also penetration? I can't recall.
Penetration comes into play as well, but I mean, one of the things it is, it is not a battle rifle round. It is
right.
More likely, if you hit somebody in the upper torso and don't hit an armored plate, you're going to cause an injury. And every time you injure somebody and cause a casualty, you're basically taking seven guys out of the fight because they figure it takes seven guys to take care of him.
Hmm.
Now, if we really wanted something that's going to be one shot, one kill, it'd be .308 or something bigger.
Exactly.
Right.
And there are a lot of people who carry AKs.
Yep.
That's not the U.S. military.
Right. So understanding wounds and what ballistics do to people, really, truly, that's just what they're doing is just cruel, isn't it? I mean, who's going to look at this and say, I know that those people's, I know that little girl's parents or that person's parents, and or I know their wife or something. I mean, this is just going to have the survivors of these attacks, the relatives of these victims, have they seen these photos before?
I don't know if they attended the trials of the shooters. There were surviving shooters. I guess that they did see some of these.
Right.
The Post did not, to be clear, show bodies, except in one case when there was the aftermath of the Las Vegas shooting.
Right.
And there were still a number of bodies left out on that parking lot area where it happened.
from a distance. Most of the shootings were just the bloody aftermath after the victims were treated and removed. One was in a classroom, I think, at Sandy Hook.
Right.
One may have been in Parkland. I'm not sure where. I looked through them. I saw them.
I have never seen anything post Sandy Hook of Sandy Hook except when they bulldozed it. And I mean, I looked.
Now, there was one showed a Sandy Hook classroom, and there was, I think, almost no blood in that one. I can't recall. A lot of it was showing the crime scene investigation people where they had put up lines showing trajectories of rounds that were fired and that type of thing. I can't recall that now. Some of them were quite bloody. I mean, it was obviously a lot of blood.
Right.
So they were not pleasant to look at. But again, I don't think this type of shock and awe convinces anyone. I think it hardens opinions on both sides of the issue. And ultimately, I think it was a desperate attempt that ultimately misled the Washington Post readers into thinking that the aftermath of shootings with ARs are somehow bloodier and more devastating and deadly than shootings that happen in this country every day and are awful as well, and I'm sure leave behind terrible crime scenes, but the vast majority of which are committed with handguns.
Right. Well, I mean, I get it. They're not getting anywhere. They're going to have to resort to shock to try. I bet it's gun control has always been about trying to get an emotional response out of people to pass a rule, pass a law.
That's true. That's true.
We'll be right back.
I jump in. So,
talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. This is Lock and Load.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we're talking to Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. And, well, let's talk about this New York City councilwoman. They've decided not to charge Ina Vernikov, I guess, of carrying a gun in New York. That's breaking the big rules, isn't it, when you carry a gun in New York? I mean, oh, gosh.
Yeah, especially near a protest. I mean, she, last month, after the Hamas terrorist attacks in Israel, there were protests in supporting the Palestinians, and she attended one at, I think, Brooklyn College. She is a city council member representing southern Brooklyn, and she pretty famously showed up with a pistol tucked into a holster in her pants, visibly, and there were a number of photos of her. And this, of course, outraged a number of people, including former Mayor Bill de Blasio. Excuse me. And it broke New York's new Bruin Response Bill prohibiting the carrying of guns near protests, that type of thing. And the councilwoman eventually turned herself in, I think, later that day. She was not arrested at the protest. She left and then turned herself in later that day. And news came out on Friday that the Brooklyn District Attorney had decided not to charge her because the gun, when she turned it in, was inoperable. It didn't have a recoil spring in it. That's pretty interesting for a couple of reasons. First of all, I don't think the law, and I'm not arguing for her to be prosecuted, I don't think the law specifies that the gun has to be operable or not. And second of all, you know, she was carrying this gun at the protest.
Indeed.
And then in plain view, open carrying. Yeah. That, of course, is illegal in New York as well. But besides that, she then turned it in to police later when she turned herself in. Who's to say that it wasn't operable when she was carrying it earlier, and then she removed the recoil spring before turning it in? I don't know if that, you know, this was some deep plan, and she anticipated this being a prosecutorial problem for the DA. I don't know. I just think it's interesting that they've dropped the charges. And she will not face any consequences for this.
But, I mean, have you ever seen Raising Arizona?
I have.
So in that movie, they get out there and they Nicolas Cage plays High, H-I.
Yeah.
And he's quite the recidivistic kind of guy. And at one of his probation hearings, they're like, "Well, we know you didn't carry live ammunition, so we're willing to let you go one more time." After he'd done an armed robbery with a gun with no ammo in it, and so that became a mitigating circumstance. And that's a comedy. That's not what really would happen now, would it? I mean, if you present a gun at somebody, the very best you can hope is that they're afraid of it. I guess if something happened and you pointed an unloaded gun at somebody and they shot you, that might be sort of a bad day. But having said all of those things, why do you think they looked at, I mean, what if she was carrying a replica gun or an airsoft pistol? Do you think they would have thrown the book at her on that one?
I think she would have. I mean, there have been lots of people who have robbed stores with airsoft pistols.
Yeah.
Squirt guns.
Yeah.
And they're still charged with possession of a deadly weapon.
Yeah.
I believe. And armed robbery. Doesn't matter that the gun isn't deadly or usable in any way. There's a clear intent to portray yourself as being armed with a real gun. And cops don't usually back down, or prosecutors don't usually back down on that kind of thing. It's interesting that they have here.
How is it that she's able to pose for a picture outside of the barrier, keeping everybody else off of the street during the protest?
I don't know what the logistics were there, but I know that a lot of these protests, they confine the protesters in a specific area to try and keep things under control and keep pro-Hamas and pro-Israeli
separated
demonstrators apart, so they didn't have, you know, run into any violence. I'm not sure. She was obviously outside the protest area because you can see those barriers behind her there. I don't know if she flashed her ID as a council member and got into a certain area. I don't know what the circumstances were.
Right.
Yeah, there she was with her gun plainly in view.
Do we know? So Vernikov does have a permit to possess a gun?
Yes, the original report did indicate she does have a carry permit.
Right.
In New York. But again, the Bruin response bill that created most of the country or the city as a sensitive area. I'm sure that the Brooklyn College is one of those. And it also specified that no one could carry in or around a protest or other demonstration.
And is Alvin Bragg the DA in charge of this?
No, this is
Brooklyn.
I don't know the name, but this is the Brooklyn district attorney.
Okay.
Alvin Bragg is Manhattan.
Okay. That would have been interesting if this had happened in Bragg's. But, I mean, for whatever reason, though, I mean, it's still, no matter who it is and whether they were backed by George Soros or not, it's ridiculous to get out there and have not a gun charge in this particular thing because she broke the law as it is written there. Not that the law is stupid. Of course the law is stupid, but stupid. But, I mean, she broke the law and they let her go. And, I mean, is she some famous council member that I don't know?
I don't know that she's any more famous than any other New York City council member. I don't know how locally prominent she is.
Right.
But she obviously did this with full intent of displaying that gun.
Yeah.
Where she all the posed for pictures
them.
With it showing. Yeah, exactly. I think that's exactly what's going on here. And I think, don't know this, but I have a feeling that they took the opportunity of citing the fact that the gun was inoperable so as not to charge her, not make her a martyr. Because this was the first person, as the story goes, who had been charged under the new state law about sensitive places. So I don't think they wanted to have it tested in court.
But if they had, it would have been just like H.I.'s parole hearings.
Well, I don't know. The world's a little different than the one where the Coen brothers made that movie many years ago.
Well, I don't know. I just don't know. I when I saw that initially, I mean, looking at the gun, and I can't really tell, it looks sort of like one of the 365 series, except the grip is awful big, unless that's just, she's awful small.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a Ruger Max 9, or it's hard to tell exactly what gun that is.
It is not a Glock. I can tell that by looking at it. It is not
a
Glock.
No, it's clearly not.
So something other than a Glock.
Yeah.
And she has the biggest concealed carry clip on the outside of her pants that I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it really does extend down.
Goes way past her pocket.
Yeah, that's a large clip. I don't know what kind of holster she was using, but... It's not about to fall out of her pants.
Well, I mean, you've walked around all these places. You've seen some of these holsters they come up with, like the one that goes all the way in your pants that you have to snatch out and everything. I mean, it's not one of those. It's whatever. I can't even tell if it's actually tucked in her waistband.
It looks like it's tucked in her waistband.
Yeah.
Most of these clips are just big enough to grasp onto your belt. And that's it. But
you don't
extend.
You don't
another inch down.
You and I see one of those things. We're thinking, oh, they got a gun in there. I got you. Okay, that's why that.
Yeah,
that's why I always see is the clip. It's a tuckable holster. That's what we think.
It's not discreet.
It's a very interesting thing to watch and learn from these guys.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for taking the time to join me today.
Thanks for having me, sir. Always a pleasure.
Always my pleasure. Dan Timmerman, thetruthaboutguns.com. This is where you're going to find the latest in the gun culture, all the happenings. They ask, is the 1911 pistol finally outdated? Which I'm sure that's going to stir some comments in the comments section at thetruthaboutguns.com.
It might.
Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.